Yo, it's the man trying to figure out his plan, DJ Tattoos.
And what up, this is the Young E.
So yeah, today we are just going to do a little short update, kind of giving you, you know, what kind of was missed. I know we were having some technical difficulties from the last show on my end, I think.
On everyone's end too, and we could have brought better quality, but that's something that, you know, that's why we took the week off, or last week off. We were supposed to do a show, but we want to plan ahead, bring better quality, just be on top of stuff, you know, because we couldn't have any of those difficulties last time.
So today's just kind of an update, kind of with me and E, kind of showing what we're going to be doing for the next next few weeks, and hopefully it kind of plans out to be a little bit something more than just the next few weeks. Maybe it's just kind of like our new platform. So I'll let E kind of talk about what he's planning on doing and what he's planning on bringing more to the show.
All right, yeah. So first of all, I want to say thanks to everyone who actually tuned in to the last show. Great feedback from everyone. Most of the negative stuff was just about the technical difficulties, and we appreciate that, and we took notice of that, and we're gonna act on that some more. Another thing we have planned is we really liked what we did with Quam the last show, so we're probably gonna bring in more people, talk about more issues, entrepreneur stuff. On top of that, we're bringing in entrepreneurs, so then, you know, you guys can tune in, listen, link up with them if you know you can connect with them. And then, so more entrepreneur stuff, bringing issues of all sorts of things, and just overall just business knowledge. So yeah, like we were saying, we really like what we did with Quam, getting an MN Minnesota entrepreneur onto the show, and just him just being able to showcase what he has, what he got. You know, it's amazing, and I'm sure he's had a few reach outs since we had the show. So shout out to Quam. And then, other than that, that's kind of what we have planned, just bringing more people in and just providing better quality for you guys and entrepreneurs.
And kind of piggybacking off of that, it's not just going to be just strictly entrepreneurs. I mean, like artists, musicians and stuff like that, they are entrepreneurs too in a way.
Definitely.
Like, so it is going to be a very like spread out kind of spectrum of different type of people who are literally trying to better themselves. If that means, it doesn't always have to do with money, it could be something that they're interested in, they're taking in full charge. So we're definitely going to be bringing in those type of people that I think that's going to either, you know, help us as people trying to grow in our personal businesses, because, you know, we can pick up different ideas, and we hope that it gives you guys different ideas to kind of attack what you're trying to do with your life. And that's really what I think this podcast is really about. It's just trying to give the people an idea of, you don't have to work a 9-to-5. You don't have to work for someone. Like, we want you to attack what you want to do for the rest of your life, kind of thing. We're giving you
a platform for entrepreneurs and people who are like, show, like for how Jake said, like artists, is like, I know a few painters who I plan on having, you know, just bringing up, looking at their stuff and their art, and hopefully just building a connection from there and stuff like that. So yeah, we really want to get Minnesota up there, because there's a lot of potential. There's great people around here, amazing people who are just go-getters, and everyone's fully aware, that, you know, we're not all on the same boat sometimes. And I know ego's getting in the way of that, but I guess that's something we're trying to do, is we're attacking egos and trying to build a better community for everyone who is minded like us and stuff.
Right, exactly. So, like I said, it's going to be a short one. So, I guess what we're going to be, personally, what I've been kind of getting into, I've been getting more into self-improvement. I got in some books. Me and Eric were just talking that definitely books are getting your knowledge up. Like, you don't always have to go to school to get your self-knowledge up. I mean, Eric literally, he's attacking everything and has has not gone to college for any of it. Like, he's self-making everything. And, you know, that's impressive. So,
reading on Google, et cetera, just, you know, putting my mind and effort to it.
Yeah, you literally have a classroom. Yeah, you have a classroom at your fingertips. Like, you don't need, you know, a $10 on a book instead of, you know, $250 for a book, and then paying another $1,000 for a class is not always the way to go. So definitely self-improvement. One, me and Eric are going to kind of talk about books that I think can really help, help, you know, beginners or people, you know, still trying to work for themselves but don't really know how to figure out what they want to do. The book that I just started reading, I already know what I want to do, but it's always nice to kind of go back and kind of see what other people are kind of attacking. So I have a book called How to Be Everything by Emily Wapnick. It's pretty much a guide of pretty much different people who just kind of didn't know what to do with themselves after college, didn't go to college, wants to get out the 9-to-5, and it's just kind of a good book to kind of help you get after a good mindset and go after what you want to do in life. Yeah, right. How about you, E?
Right now, what I am reading is a book from Gary called Jab, 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 Right Hook, for digital marketing and stuff, and kind of helping me on, like, advertising, how to, you know, when the show and, you know, like, the ads and stuff. So, yeah, I'm reading up on that just for right now, since that's kind of what my work is about.
Yeah, and it's not another book I haven't started it yet, but if you really want to learn how to, you know, learn how the next person is moving, watch how they move and how they, you know, like their vibes and everything like that, definitely want to get the book called The Art of War. Definitely just kind of reading people, teaching you how to read, you know, the life of chess. It's by Su Shen, and definitely want to look into that. But yeah, next thing is kind of what our next plans are going to be for our next content. We're going to be kind of spinning off into a lot of different directions, but we're going to be still bringing it back to the entrepreneur building yourself platform. So, I mean, we're going to be doing stuff as, you know, you can't be a DJ without having music. So me and Eric are actually going to put together different varieties of playlists for music to help you get into the mindset, because if you're not listening to stuff that's helping you grow or not listening to stuff that's just kind of getting you into the mindset. So we're going to kind of give you our top five artists and kind of show you. And what we're going to be doing is putting together, creating a YouTube channel of mixes that me and Eric are putting together. So definitely keep on that. We're definitely going to be putting that stuff out there, so definitely be ready for that. Eric, if you want to start off with your top five.
I thought we were going to save that for something.
Oh, my bad. Well, I mean, yeah, I was just kind of giving a little bit of taste, kind of keeping people interested. But yeah, I mean, if you want to, you know, say your top three, just
fine. Yeah, definitely. So I'd say, out of the people who've dropped something in the past month or two, something that I listened to in the gym, Black Youngsta, he dropped that new tape, Fuck Everybody 2. My favorite song on there is called Uh-Uh. That thing, that shit slaps, bro. It's hilarious. It slaps. I'm a smoker too, you know. I just be, you know, posted up, taking dabs, smoking joints and shit. So, like, Burner dropped a new tape too. He's got a song with Kevin Gates called Light Show. Hiccup with, I think it's like Amine, whatever, and Gunna. You definitely check that one out. And then I'd say some Dave East. Definitely some Dave East.
Check out. Always got to rock the Dave East.
You can't go wrong with Dave East, man.
Like, he's just, like, his mind, like, he got that, like, killer mindset, but it's not too killer. It's just enough to keep, like, but it's like a killer of, like, a business aspect.
Yeah, definitely. He brings two different realities. He's experienced a lot, so he's able to bring like that hood stuff and what he went through. You know, he was, you know, he's a Crip still, so you know he's still a hood motherfucker. So he goes.
Oh, dude, you sound a federal. You just tell him what gang he reps and shit. That's crazy.
Hey man, he be rapping about it. You know.
Hey.
He repping that Crip. Good.
So those are your top three: the Black Youngster, Dave East, and I forgot what was the title of the other one you said.
Light Show and Hiccup.
Light Show and Hiccup. Okay, I gotta look into those two because I haven't heard that. Dave East. I mean, I'm gonna have to agree with you on the Dave East one. I always bump Dave East. It's just a different type of thing, a different type of feel with Dave East. Like you never know if you want to be a killer. You don't know if you want to go out and get that money. Sometimes you got to do both, but I guess my other one, I like a Method Man and Redman been putting out some like little gems out there lately. So if you guys haven't gotten a chance to hear that stuff, I mean, I like to listen to old school stuff, but Method Man and Redman kind of paved the way for a lot of these artists and stuff like that. If you don't know who they are, they're part of Wu-Tang. So yeah, and then I think my other one is gonna have to be Nipsey's gonna have to be like, I know I spoke on Nipsey before, but Nipsey is definitely, he got that business mindset. I know everyone thought I was gonna say Jay-Z. Me personally, it's hard for me to get into Jay-Z. I gotta really be in that mindset for a Jay-Z type of day, but Nipsey is definitely my go-to type of thing. But yeah, so I think kind of how we're gonna end it off is we got some people we're gonna bring on. Our next topic of our next show is going to be about, I guess, kind of racism. Me and Eric were talking about it before, and I think it's kind of a topic that, because me and Eric are on both sides of the spectrums. So you know, it's kind of nice to get somebody in between to kind of see their point of view and how it affects, you know, them being as an entrepreneur. So look out for that. It's definitely going to be a good one. Definitely going to be I think it's going to be a kind of an eye-opening kind of topic. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, Eric, if you got anything you want to end off with it.
No, just that. And then just keep tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And hopefully we can build, you know, a better community, or bigger community, and just, you know, just being able to provide more quality, good work, and just bringing that network to you, you know, also. But yeah, just stay tuned, watch out for those playlists. We're going to be building on those soon. We'll be posting again next week too, just because of the slip up we had this past week, and so we're going to double up on the shows. And yeah, just again, tune in. Thank you. And we'll talk to you guys soon then.
All right.
So.